ما أبرئ نفسي. I do not free myself from blame. إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي. Indeed, the human self is inclined to evil except when my Lord bestows his mercy. Such is his humility that after being released from prison, he doesn't say, you know, if it hadn't been for my sabr or if it hadn't been for my self-control, I could never have borne it. He says, this is because of Allah's mercy upon me. Indeed, the human self is inclined to evil. Now, we learn from the Quran that there are three kinds of nafs, or that there are three stages through which our nafs passes. The first is ammara. Ammara means tempting, encouraging to evil when we feel like doing something wrong. The second stage is lawwama, reproachful nafs. As the Prophet ﷺ once said, وَاعِذُ اللَّهِ فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ. The guide or the admonisher of Allah that Allah has placed in the heart of every mu'min. That when you are tempted to sin, and a voice inside you warns you, don't do this sin. Now if we listen to that voice at that point in time, we become nafs mutma'inna, the soul at peace, as Yusuf ﷺ has. But if we ignore that voice, then we lay ourselves open to guilt and depression. As happened with Cain, فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ. He became of those who regret. So Yusuf alayhi salam says that it was only Allah's mercy upon me that I was saved from this evil. إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, my Lord is forgiving, most merciful. He's passed through so many trials, so many tribulations. This is how he calls Allah, غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And the king said, bring him to me, that I may attach him to my person. Then when the king spoke to him, he said, indeed this day you are with us, high in rank and fully trusted. Everyone who meets Yusuf alayhi salam is drawn to him. Whether it's that governor who says, maybe this boy will profit us. Whether it's the people who see him in the well and say, Ya Bushra has a ghulam. Whether it's the wife of the governor who desires him for her own evil. Whether it's the two men in the jail who are coming to him and saying to him that we think you are of those who do good. And even the king instantly is drawn to Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is the reward of Allah and his good people. Then when he spoke to him, he said, indeed this day, you are with us high in rank and fully trusted. Yusuf alayhi salam said, set me over the storehouses of the land. I will indeed guard them with full knowledge. Now why does Yusuf alayhi salam say that appoint me over the treasuries? We need to remember, this is the positive view taught to us by Islam, that a mu'min knows that he has to rectify all aspects of life. Yusuf alayhi salam doesn't act coy or modest and say, no, no, I'm not going to do that and I'm just going to sit worshipping Allah. He knows how corrupt Egypt is and he knows that the core of corruption can only be resolved if you rectify the financial affairs of a country. So he says, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض. Place me over the treasuries of the land. Why? إني حفيظ عليم. I am trustworthy and I am competent. In other words, we need two qualities before we assume any rule or power. And the first is that we should be trustworthy, fearing Allah. And the second is competence. Yusuf alayhi salam possesses the competence to take over the financial state of the land. Thus did we give full authority to Yusuf in the land to take possession therein when or where he likes. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We bestow of our mercy on whom we will. وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We do not let go waste the reward of those who do ihsan. After so many sufferings, after so many trials, at last Yusuf alayhi salam is relieved from his troubles. وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And indeed the reward of the hereafter is better for those who believe and who are Allah conscious. In other words, sometimes it happens that worldly power deludes us and worldly power blinds us and makes us arrogant and we start thinking that we are accountable to none. So Allah reminds us that if you are granted worldly power, you can use it as a blessing, but don't forget your accountability before Allah. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. An amazing moment. Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers came and they entered to him and he recognized them, but they did not recognize him. The fulfillment of Allah's promise to him in the well. And when he had furnished them with their provisions, now why do they come to him? Because of the famine that has affected everyone. So he gives them their provisions and he said, bring me a brother of yours from your father. Do you not see that I give full measure and that I am the best of the host? But if you do not bring him to me, there shall be no measure of corn for you with me, nor shall you come near me. They said, we shall try to get permission for him from his father, and indeed we shall do it. And Yusuf alayhi salam told his servants to put their money with which they had bought the corn into their bags, so that they might know it when they go back to their people, in order that they might come again. He returns their money as well. And the reason for that is he wants to be sure they'll return. So when they return to their father, now we come to Yaqub alayhi salam again. And imagine all the years of suffering, of patient sabr that he's been enduring without his beloved Yusuf alayhi salam. So when they returned to their father, they said, "O our father, no more measure of grain shall we get unless we take our brother." And this was Yusuf alayhi salam's younger brother Binyamin. "So send our brother with us, and we shall get our measure, and truly we will guard him." He said, "Can I entrust him to you? Except as I entrusted his brother to you aforetime." فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. But Allah is the best to guard, and He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. This is a prophet of Allah. He has lost his beloved Yusuf alayhi salam. Now even Binyamin is being taken away from him. He doesn't reproach Allah. He doesn't say, "How could Allah do this to me?" He says, "Allah is the most merciful of those who show mercy." When the brothers opened their bags, they found that their money had been returned to them. They said, "O our father, what more can we desire? This our money has been returned to us. So we shall get more food for our family, and we shall guard our brother, and add one more measure of a camel's load. This quantity is easy." Yaqub alayhi salam said, "I will not send him with you until you swear a solemn oath to me in Allah's name that you will bring him back to me unless you are yourself surrounded by enemies." And when they had sworn their solemn oath, he said, "Allah is the witness to what we have said." And he said, "O my sons, do not enter by one gate, but enter by different gates, and I cannot help you against Allah at all." Now there are two different reasons advanced for this, that why did he tell them to enter through different gates? One reason could be that since they were coming from rural areas and their dress was strange for the Egyptians, you know, if 11 of them were to enter all at once, the Egyptians might misconstrue their motives. And another reason could be that since they were all, you know, an imposing family to look upon, that he wanted to protect them from nazar. Now the key words here are, وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. I cannot help you against Allah at all. This is a prophet of Allah acknowledging this. In Allah I put my trust, and let all those that trust put their trust in Him. This is Iman. This is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. That we will do our best and then trust in Allah. And when they entered according to their father's advice, it did not help them in the least against the will of Allah. It was but a need of Yaqub's inner self which he discharged. And indeed he was endowed with knowledge because we had taught him. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know. See, in this surah we learn another message as well, that knowledge is very important. As Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Only those who have knowledge truly fear Allah. So we need to gain this knowledge. We need to gain knowledge of this Quran and the Sunnah so that our taqwa is developed, so that we can concentrate on gaining closeness to Allah. When they went in before Yusuf, Yusuf took his brother Binyamin to himself and said, "Indeed, I am your brother." Now Yusuf alayhi salam's problems are over and he's gradually being reunited with his family. And he said, "Indeed, I am your brother, so do not grieve for what they used to do." So when he had furnished them forth with their provisions, he put the golden bowl in his brother's bag. Then a crier cried, "O you in the caravan, surely you are thieves." The brothers turning towards them said, "What is it that you have lost?" They said, "We have lost the golden bowl of the king, and for him who produces it is the reward of a camel load, and I will be bound by it." The brothers said, "By Allah, indeed you know that we did not come to make mischief in the land. وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ. We are not thieves." Yusuf alayhi salam then said, "What then shall be the penalty of him if you are proved to be liars?" Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers said, "His penalty should be that he in whose bag it is found should be held for the punishment of the crime. Thus do we punish the wrongdoers." So Yusuf alayhi salam began the search in their bags before the bag of his brother. Now what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches him a way whereby he can fairly keep his brother with him. And he has a golden bowl placed in the bag of his brother. Because the law of the land was that if someone had stolen something, then that person was detained as punishment. Thus did we plan for Yusuf. He could not take his brother by the law of the king except that Allah willed it. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We raise to degrees whom we will. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Over all those of knowledge is the all-knowing. Allah reminds us, no matter how much knowledge we've been given, whether it was the knowledge of Yusuf alayhi salam or the knowledge of Khizr alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses all. La yuhituna bi shay'in min ilmihi illa bima shaa. We can encompass no part of Allah's knowledge except as much as Allah allows. Now when Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers see that Binyamin's bag has, you know, revealed that golden bowl, out of embarrassment they start saying, they said if he steals, there was a brother of his who did steal before him. Now they're referring to Yusuf alayhi salam. Now imagine Yusuf alayhi salam's pain, knowing what these brothers have done to him, and then he hears them come up with this false accusation. But look at his sabr, these things that he keep in himself. He still doesn't speak up, not revealing the secrets to them. And he said to himself, you are in worst case. And this is the first time we hear Yusuf alayhi salam actually saying something against the brothers. But even this he says to himself, and immediately he says, and Allah is the best know of that which you describe. They said, O ruler of the land, indeed he has an old father. So take one of us in his place. Indeed we think that you are one of those who do ihsan. See, this is Allah's reward upon his muhsineen. Everyone, even the brothers, are calling him amongst the muhsineen. He said, Allah forbid that we should take anyone but him with whom we found our property. He doesn't tell a direct lie. He simply says it obliquely. Indeed, if we did so, we should be wrongdoers. So when they despaired of him, they held a conference in private. The eldest among them said, do you not know that your father took an oath from you in Allah's name? And before this, you did fail in your duty with Yusuf. Therefore, I will not leave this land until my father permits me. O Allah decides my case. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And he is the best of the judges. Return to your father and say, O our father, indeed your son has stolen. And we do not testify except according to what we know. And we could not know the unseen. Now they become defiant. Obviously they're feeling guilty about the fact that they've left Binyamin there as well. So they come up and they start speaking to their father defiantly. Now imagine Yaqub alayhi salam's response when he sees his second son has been taken away from him. And the brothers said, and ask the people of the town where we have been, and the caravan in which we return, and indeed we are telling the truth. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Yaqub said, indeed, no, but your own selves have they guided you into something. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Most beautiful sabr. Maybe Allah will bring them all back to me. Truly He, only He, is all-knowing, all-wise. And he turned away from them and said, Ya Safa ala Yusuf, alas for Yusuf. And he lost his sight because of the sorrow that he was suppressing. Marcus Aurelius once said, what do you know of pain, you who have not lost a child? Even the prophets of Allah were human beings. Allah doesn't teach us to become unnaturally detached robots who say, oh well, this was Allah's will and it happened. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his little son Ibrahim and he was holding him in his arms and crying, and the people said, why are you crying, O Prophet of Allah? And he said, the eye weeps and the heart grieves, but we will only say that which pleases our Lord. Look at Yaqub alayhi salam's anguish here, asafa ala Yusuf, his longing, his craving for Yusuf alayhi salam. But he doesn't lose sight of his mission. He doesn't let it make him become bitter or frustrate him or say, that's it, I'm not going to obey Allah anymore, I've done enough sabr. They said, by Allah, you will never cease remembering Yusuf until you become weak with old age or until you die. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي لَلَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He said, I only complain of my grief and sorrow to Allah, and I know from Allah that which you do not know. This is sabr. Channelizing your grief, channelizing your anguish into positive channels. إِسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allah teaches us, seek help in sabr and salah. In other words, sabr doesn't mean you stop feeling pain. Sabr means you channelize that pain into positive outlets. Channelize that pain into salat. And look at his words, I only complain of my grief and sorrow to Allah. This is his love for Allah. This is his relationship with Allah. What do we do when we are in distress? We complain of Ar-Rahman to people who have no Rahmah, people who have no mercy. People will listen to our problems once, twice, and the third time they'll shut the doors and say, for God's sake, stop now. But Ar-Rahman, who asks us, who tells us, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created man. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تَوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. We know the thoughts that go on in his mind. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to him than his jugular vein. And still we say remarks like, oh, I'm angry with Allah, I'm not going to pray to Allah. That's the time we should be on the prayer mat, talking to Allah, pouring out our pain before Him. I'd like to repeat the story which I related a few days ago of this lady I know. She had 3 children and they had an accident. Her daughter died on the spot and one son went into a coma and there was only one son who had escaped. And when she rang up her father and she was hysterical and she said, what should I do? What should I say? And her father said, take a deep breath and say, Shukar Alhamdulillah. And she said that. And afterwards she was relating that when the doctors were taking that son of hers who was in a coma inside and they said, it's a really difficult operation, we make no promises. She said, you go in and do your best and I'm praying to my Allah. And Allah granted that child a miraculous recovery. Innama ashku basi wa huzni ilallah. I channelize, I pour out my grief and pain to Allah. And I know from Allah that which you do not know. The strength, the serenity which comes after we cry before Allah. O my sons, go and inquire about Yusuf and his brother. This is sabr, doing something about it. And never despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, none despair of Allah's mercy except the people who disbelieve. This is iman. Then when they entered to Yusuf, they said, O ruler of the land, a hard time has hit us and our family, and we have brought but poor capital, so pay us full measure and be charitable to us. Indeed Allah does reward the charitable. قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. Now he tells them. He said, do you know what you did with Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant? See, he's making an excuse for them. قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُف. They said, are you indeed Yusuf? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ وَهَذَا أَخِي. He said, I am Yusuf and this is my brother. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has been gracious to us. This is humility. By now he's become the king of Egypt. He doesn't taunt them with, look what I've become now. He says, indeed Allah has been gracious to us. Indeed he who fears Allah and does sabr, the theme of Surah Yusuf, who does sabr, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah does not waste the reward of those who do ihsan. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. They said, by Allah, now they acknowledge His greatness. Indeed Allah has preferred you above us and we certainly have been sinners. He said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. No reproach be on you this day. May Allah forgive you, and He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. The Prophet ﷺ, when he entered Makkah, after Makkah had been conquered, and he met Abu Sufyan and another of his most violent enemies, and Hazrat Salama urged him to forgive them, whereupon Abu Sufyan and the other man recited this ayat, by Allah, indeed Allah has preferred you above us, and we have certainly been sinners. And the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. There is no reproach on you this day. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. This is ihsan. Again and again, Yusuf ﷺ, people are telling, you are one of the muhsineen. Ihsan is doing good to one who does evil to you. Go with this shirt of mine and cast it over the face of my father. He will become clear-sighted and bring me all your family. And when the caravan departed, their father said, إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفُ. I do indeed sense the fragrance of Yusuf. See how his senses are sharpened by Allah's consent. If only you do not think me an old person who is weakness of mind. They said, by Allah, certainly you are in your old era. Then when the bearer of the glad tidings arrived, he cast the shirt over his face and he became clear-sighted. He said, did I not say to you, I know from Allah that which you know not? They said, O our father, ask forgiveness from Allah for our sins. Indeed, we have been sinners. قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. He said, I will ask my Lord for forgiveness for you. No revenge, no rancor. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the most forgiving. He is the most merciful. Then when they came in before Yusuf, he took his parents to himself and said, أُدْخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. Enter Egypt if Allah wills in peace. He doesn't say, look, I am the pharaoh of the land and I am the king and my order goes. He says, if Allah wills, enter in peace. This is his humility. وَرَفَعَ بَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا وَقَالَ يَا بَتِي هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا. And he raised his parents to the throne. We learn that his mother was actually his stepmother. This is his respect for his parents. And they fell down before him prostrate. They don't do a literal sajda as we do in Salat, it's just out of respect. And he said, oh my father, this is the interpretation of my dream aforetime. So many trials, so many obstacles. His brother's enmity, being thrown into the well, slavery, attempted seduction, a false charge, prison. And then finally, this is the interpretation of my dream aforetime. My Lord has made it come true. This is the moment. La ilaha illallah. He was indeed good to me when he took me out of prison and he brought you all here out of the Bedouin life after Shaitan had sown enmity between me and my brothers. Indeed, my Lord is most subtle and kind to whom he wills. Asa an takrahu shayan. Maybe you dislike something and it is good for you, and maybe you love something and it is bad for you. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows, you do not know. Certainly my Lord is most subtle. Could his brothers have predicted as they were throwing him into the world that this would culminate in his sovereignty over Egypt? Inna Rabbi Latifun. Indeed my Lord is most subtle and most kind unto whom he wills. Truly he, only he is the all-knowing, the all-wise. Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulki wa 'allamtani min ta'wil al-hadith. O my Lord, you have indeed bestowed on me of the sovereignty. You have taught me of the insight of matters. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. The supreme dua. Only creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. When we are granted worldly power, we let it blind our vision. And we think, well, I've got everything I want in this world and that's fine. And we even forget to care about the hereafter. He doesn't rely upon his worldly power. He says, you are my protector in this world and the hereafter. He's not deceived by the worldly power that Allah has granted him. Tawaffani muslima. He doesn't pray that my kingdom continues or this power is sustained. He says, let me die as a Muslim, one who submits. Such is his humility. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Cause me to join the righteous. This is the vision of Islam. This is the vision of the mu'min. This is of the news of the unseen, which we reveal to you. You were not present with them when they arranged their plan together and while they were plotting. And most of mankind will not believe, even if you desire it eagerly. No reward do you ask of them for it. This is nothing less than a reminder and an advice to the world. And how many a sign in the heavens and the earth they pass by while they are averse therefrom. And most of them do not believe in Allah, illa wahum mushrikun, but that they do shirk. Most people believe in Allah, but they are committing some form of shirk or the other. Educated people going to mazars, educated people praying to Hazrat Ali or praying to Bari Imam or praying to any peer or buzurg. Allah has taught us, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. You alone do we worship and you alone do we ask for help. Do these people then feel secure from the coming against them of the covering veil of the torment of Allah, or of the coming against them of the final hour, while all of a sudden, while they perceive not, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell them, this is my path, I call towards Allah, with sure knowledge, I and whosoever follows me. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Glorified is Allah, and I am not of those who do shirk. We find in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amazing points of similarity. We'll take a look at a few of them. We find that Yusuf alayhi salam's spiritual life began with a dream. The dream that he saw, which was the first indication that he would be granted prophethood. And the same applied for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before the coming of the first revelation, Allah started showing him through dreams. Then we find that Yaqub alayhi salam warned him of his brother's enmity. And in the same way, when the Prophet ﷺ related his vision and the revelation to Waraqa bin Nawfal, who was a Christian scholar, Waraqa too predicted that a time would come when the Meccans would banish the Prophet ﷺ and throw him out of Mecca. Then we find that Yusuf a.s. was told by his father that Allah will complete his blessing upon you and teach you the insight of matters. And similar words are also used for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Allah says, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. He will teach them the book and wisdom. Then we find that in the same way that Yusuf alayhi salam had to face that slander about the governor's wife, in the same way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to listen to false slander by the hypocrites when Allah told him to marry Hazrat Zainab, who was Hazrat Zaid's divorced wife. Then we find that after Yusuf alayhi salam left the brothers, And eventually they were afflicted by a famine and they had to come to him for help. In the same way, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkah, the year after Badr, a terrible famine afflicted the people of Makkah and they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for assistance. And of course, the most beautiful point of similarity, that when they were given the upper hand over their enemies, what was their response? لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. No reproach on you this day. يغفر الله لكم. May Allah forgive you. وهو أرحم الراحمين. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. So look at this. Allah says, tell them, this is my path. I call towards Allah. That's what Yusuf alayhi salam did. In all problems, in all the situations that he was facing, he called towards Allah. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, I and whosoever follows me, fa subhanallah, glorify Allah. As we learn in Surah Muddathir, ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa anzir, get up and warn. Wa rabbaka fa kabbir, exalt your Lord. Connect people to Allah. Don't let them hero worship you. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And I am not of those who do shirk. And we did not send before you any but men to whom we revealed from among the people of the townships. Have they not traveled in the land and seen what was the end of those who were before them? وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا The home of the hereafter is the best for those who are Allah conscious. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam's dua. He thanks Allah for the worldly power, but he prays for spiritual success. Do you not then understand? They were reprieved until when the messengers gave up hope and thought they were denied. Then came to them our help. Look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Trial upon trial, darkness upon darkness. Then came to them our help. And whomsoever we willed were rescued. And our punishment cannot be warded off from the people who are criminals. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson for people of depth, people of understanding. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى This Qur'an is not a forged statement. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَى لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ A confirmation of those books which were before it and a detailed explanation of everything and guidance and a mercy لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ For a people who have Iman. The first step is Iman. هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Guidance for those who are Allah conscious. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين